All right, we're back. Did you guys see the I don't know why I laughed. It was a nervous laugh. Okay, it's just a nervous laugh. That's all it was. I'm not laughing at the situation. It's just a nervous laugh. But the alligator that's there, I'm laughing again. It's horrible. I know, I'm sorry. It's not funny. And I'm sorry that I not laughed. Yeah, I did laugh. But I'm not laughing at the situation. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know. I'm sorry. But an alligator, it came out of the water in Florida, in Orlando, and ate a kid. They're looking, I'm sorry. Oh, God, it's not funny. Stop it. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. But at the Disney World Resort, they have a lagoon. Okay. And the kid was in the water. The kid was wading in the water, a little two-year-old. It's horrible. It's horrible. And he was in the water. He was up to his like little baby waist. And the alligator just came up and grabbed him. And the dad jumped in the water and the mom jumped in. They tried to wrestle with the alligator. But gator took off. They're searching for the boy, but that boy's gone. I mean, he's gone. He's gone. And it's horrible. I don't want to blame the parents. They might not know. They might not know the natural habitat of gators. They might not know about Florida. Maybe they did not see the signs that said no swimming. I mean, this is a lagoon. It's not a lake. People don't swim in it. It's a lagoon. It's like a marsh. I mean, it's not for swimming. Why would you let your kid in this swamp? I mean, seriously, it's not a man-made piece of water. And what I mean by that is some housing complexes will make a giant swimming pool. It's like a man-made lake. It's like a giant swimming pool. They fill with water. They go and get fish. It's completely built from scratch. It's not real. It doesn't empty out into an ocean or a lake. It's man-made. This lagoon, this place where this kid got eaten, dumps out into the ocean. It's not man-made. That's why there were signs that said no swimming. absolutely no swimming. This isn't a place to swim. We have swimming pools. This is just something that's kind of pretty. You're in your hotel, you look outside, you're like, oh, look, that's pretty. It's cute. You don't go swimming in it. You kidding me? Again, I don't want to blame the parents, but jeez. You got to be a real nunzik to let your kid play in a swamp in Florida. Home. Home of the alligator. For heaven's sake. Got a college football team. Florida Gators. I mean, alligators. Pop up on golf courses and streets. I mean, there's a stretch of highway in Florida called Alligator Alley. Because when you're driving down it, you're bound to see alligators. Not one or two, but you'll see 10, 20, 30 of them on this stretch of highway. Not on the highway. Well, sometimes. I mean, they've had to have animal control actually hunt alligators to control the population. At one point, it became so insane with the alligators being everywhere. But yeah, this highway, you drive down this highway. And you just look out the window. I remember going to Florida vacationing. My parents have property there. They have businesses there. I remember going when I was 14, 15. You'd be in the car and just sit there and out the window. Just watch as we were going down the highway. I just, oh, look. Wow, look how close that is. Wow. I mean, geez. You really got to be just, man. Rather it's the family and the gorilla. This family and the alligator. Jeez. It's like nobody watches their kids anymore. Nobody uses common sense. You got to watch out for these kids. They're kids. They're little people. They're little humans. Tiny, tiny little humans. 2 and 3 years old, they don't know anything. They have not a clue. It's not like they're a 15-year-old kid. 15-year-old kid would go, I ain't swimming in there. Says no swimming. Probably gators in there, for heaven's sake. Actually, 100% there's gators in there. It's a big swamp. It's a huge body of water. It wasn't made by Walt. Walt didn't create this. Who the hell knows? There's probably sharks in here. Who knows what's in here? But a little baby, he doesn't know. It's a parent's responsibility to make sure a kid doesn't fall in a gorilla enclosure or get eaten by an alligator. And you can't put these parents in jail. But geez, they're no better than Casey Anthony. They're no better than the guy who left his kid in the hot car. It's horrible. It's horrible. So, man, it's bad. What the hell? Florida seems to be like the hot spot in the last few days for carnage and death. Orlando is supposed to be the happiest place in the world. It's Disney. Not too happy there. Walt seems to be a little pissed off. Somebody must have shut off his cryogenic chamber. He's getting thawed. He's getting thawed and he's getting cranky. Son of a bitch. Whew. So, I know, I didn't talk about it in the beginning of the show, but thought I would address it now. Crazy. Crazy. It's insane. And I just got an email. They said, Rob, it was a man-made lake. You're saying it wasn't. What I meant was, it's not a man-made lake that's a controlled, non-creature inhabited like I said, I've been at complexes in the house they're being built, and it's just it's a little pond, a little lagoon, a little whatever the hell it is. There's nothing in there that wasn't put in there purposely. That's what I meant, okay? Stop. It's just like my friends that are like, Rob, you keep saying big league. That's not what Trump says. He says league. He doesn't say big league. You know what? You know what? So what? I like the term big Lee. Okay? I like the term big Lee. But it does sound like he says big Lee, doesn't it? Big league. Big Lee. It's there. Come on. It's there. All right. We'll be right back. It is. Oh, gosh. It's the Rob Zicari Show.